So you ended up joining the program before retirement, correct?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That is correct, yeah. Yeah, I've been teaching this program for 21 years, and I just retired September of last year. But, you know, I thought, what a wonderful way to fulfill some of your, your time when you retire. And I really enjoyed teaching the program. My favorite group is high school kids for driver's ed. And I've also done quite a few programs for bus drivers also.
And apart from teaching these common sense things about safety, why do you do it?
Well, for the mere fact of being a conductor on a train and actually hitting a vehicle or a trespasser, it puts a big impact on you, because people don't realize that the train is far from a winner for the mere fact that the conductor is up there along with the locomotive engineer. And conductor's responsibilities, unfortunately, after we hit someone, is he's the eyes and the ears for the railroad in regards to getting off the equipment. He beats the paramedic, the fireman, and the policeman there, and has to put his information together in regards to the person's name, where they lived, what kind of crossing was there, was it active, or was it a passive crossing. So it's something that never goes away either. You know, the conductor is the first one on the scene, and he's affected by it drastically also. So that's what keeps me really motivated.
How long were you working as a conductor?
I did 40 years. 40 years with the, I was originally the Chicago Northwestern Railroad, and then back in 1995, the Union Pacific merged with our railroad. But I've been a conductor for 40 years.
Have you ever been in a situation where the train that you, in which you were a conductor, hit a vehicle or any other obstruction, and how that was for you?
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, many years ago, our train did hit a car with four teenagers in it. I was the first one on the scene, because I am required to get off the train and kind of evaluate the situation. The driver survived. The other three did not. I've also been in a predicament where we've hit a semi, and the driver survived very luckily. And I've also been in a couple of situations where we've hit trespassers, people crossing the tracks where they're not supposed to.
Obviously, these experiences have left long-lasting effects on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like I tell the kids, you know, we cry and bleed just like you do. And being up there, all we are able to do is blow the whistle and hope that we don't hit the vehicle. But a lot of people don't realize a freight train at 50 miles an hour needs 18 football fields to stop. And we're in your normal car, that would be about 200 feet. So our stopping distance is not good. If you would take a dime and put it on the top of the railroad track, that's how much wheel surface of every car on my train actually makes contact with the railroad track. It's just a dime's worth. And the train very rarely has good conditions. May be raining or snow or sleet, or even the leaves that fall off the trees in the fall make the track extremely slippery. So trains can stop. We cannot stop quickly. And that's what a lot of people don't realize also.
Yeah, so even if you do spot a vehicle stuck up ahead, it's still not enough time for you to stop.
Yeah, usually by the time the engineer sees the vehicle on the tracks and puts the train, as we would put it, into emergency, that's where he applies the brakes. Usually the distance isn't going to be ethical for him to stop in time. And then we just hope that the occupants get out of the vehicle. And then, of course, there's the proper way to run and there's a wrong way to run, which a lot of people don't realize also.
Yeah, you go a little bit into that. So let's say that I'm stuck on the tracks and I do end up getting out. How do I, which way do I run?
Well, if there is a train approaching and you'll see all the headlights, you probably hear the whistle of the train, you run toward the train in a 45-degree angle. Because when your vehicle is hit by the train and the vehicle and parts of the vehicle will go down the track with the train. The one thing the train can't do is hit your vehicle and throw the vehicle back where the train came from. And that's where you want to be. So you run toward the train in a 45-degree angle so you don't get hit by car parts.
Let's talk about the blue signs that are being rolled out so that they're all the same everywhere. I mean, the signs have been around. Maybe they have not been specifically blue, but with the information, they've been around. Where are they usually located?
Well, it's really unique that you say that because we as a motorist have had the ability to stop a train for many, many years. You go up to an active crossing and there's a little steel bungalow that has all the computers to make the lights, gates, and bells work. On that bungalow has been a sign since, oh, I'd say maybe 1973. And on that sign, it had the name of the street. It had the what we call DOT number, it's Department of Transportation. That is the address of that particular crossing. And it also had the 800 number to the railroad. Now everyone's got a board, and now they're a blue sign. And they are mounted at the crossing. If it's an active crossing, it's mounted right by the lights, gates, and bells on both sides. And it has the same information, the railroad 800 number, because every railroad's got their own 800 number. It'll have a DOT number. It's seven numbers and a letter, and that's the address of that particular crossing, along with the name of the railroad, Union Pacific, CN, Metra, whatever the case. But that gives us the ability to contact the railroad. May our car break down on the tracks? Maybe the lights are flashing and the gate's down and there's no train. Or maybe there's an incident where the gate's broken, somebody has driven through it, and now you can be a good Samaritan and call the railroad and we can now get it repaired.
Have you ever been in a situation where someone has contacted the railroad, and stopped and asked you to stop the train?
Yes, I've had out of many of my audiences, and most of them are bus drivers or maybe a senior citizen group. And I actually, when I do my presentation, I actually have a blue sign that I bring with me. And I've even built a set of lights, gates, and bells that actually works. So I use a lot of props in my presentation. And I've had a lot of my audience say, yeah, I've called the railroad and I've gotten the train stopped, or I've helped somebody that was hung up on the tracks. So it's just a slow process, but we're slowly getting the word out that this blue sign is basically your lifeline if you have an incident at the train tracks.
Going back to your statement about this, this education is common sense. But when we're found in that situation where we're maybe stuck on the train tracks, why is it that most often we try to get our cars out first instead of us just getting out of the car and making that phone call, getting to safety?
Yeah, well, I think the problem, first off, a lot of people don't realize that stopping on railroad tracks, waiting for your traffic light to go green, is against the law. There is a law written that you cannot stop on railroad tracks, basically for any reason. So people come up, the car in front of you didn't give you enough room for your vehicle to make it all the way across, and here you are on top of the tracks. The lights flash, the gate comes down now, you're in that panic mode, and sometimes you just, hey, out of the vehicle, get out, run toward the train so you don't get hit by car parts. And that's all comes into play. Unfortunately, panic kind of oversees that, and here we are, we become a statistic.
And in the last 22 years or 21 years that you've been part of this mission to educate the public, have you noticed any change in the perception that people have, especially in Illinois, where we have miles and miles of train tracks and accidents are very common?
Illinois is the second largest state for miles of railroad track. Texas is number one. We have a little over 7,200 miles of railroad track in Illinois. We are the second largest state for number of grade crossings. Texas is number one. We are the third largest state for miles of freeways and highways. But also, Illinois is so centrally located that we have over 50 different railroads that run through our state. And of course, we have over 7 million people that live in our state too. So with all that combination, we are usually in the top three for the worst state for grade crossing fatalities.
And in the last 21 years, have you seen any change in...
Oh, yeah. Even Operation Lifesaver has noted a change. You know, we run through the 50 states. We have presenters all over. And it is a fact that just by educating people, fatalities have gone down. They really have. And it's just a matter of when I talk to my audience, may it be my granddaughter that's in third grade, or if it's Mrs. Smith that's been driving a school bus for 10 years, or that little Johnny that's getting his license. I always tell them, educate your family. There's a lot that you just learned that I'm pretty sure that they do not know. And it's just educating the public on just, like I said, the common sense things that we take for granted. And next thing you know, we have issues at the train tracks.
Do you think that now transitioning to this, you know, overall just blue sign everywhere will make your job easier in training your public?
Yeah, I think the new blue sign will help. It's just getting people to know what that blue sign is there for. We do station blitzes where we meet all the commuters in the morning. Metra has over 240 stations. We do about, we try to do 2-3 a month. And we just go to the public that ride the train. We give them a pamphlet. We give them a pen or a little trinket and just educate them. And one of the pamphlets we gave out was a card on the blue sign and what it was all about. Well, when people actually, when you, you know, talk to them, you would be amazed at how many, wow, I didn't know that. Well, here's a couple cards. Tell your family member, you have the ability to stop a train before it hits your car, provided the distance between the train and your vehicle is there.